Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Yes. Bo, this song right here, whenever the song gets played tonight, you know that Daddy is like on one.
Yeah, this is a drinking song.
Everybody's asleep. And I'm trying to wait for this to go off so I go to bed with my wife. Mm-hmm. But I replay it like 3 times. Damn. And be hollering. Mary, Mary.
Yeah, no, this is a bourbon song,
yeah,
right here.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, Bo got us a nice bottle.
Yeah, Bo got us a really cool bottle. Dancing Panda? Never heard of that.
Yeah, but it's going to get drank, though.
And Randy got us 10 bottles.
Merry Christmas, baby.
What's better than the cologne?
That's exactly what I said to him.
Tape.
I said, that is a friend who knows me.
Yes.
A bourbon selection, a bourbon testing like package versus the cologne one. Anyway, Merry Christmas Eve to you. Thanks for being with us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. We get into an NFL No Huddle coming up in 20 minutes, but Wednesdays at 1140, Dave Archer joins the show, presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Merry Christmas, Arch. How are you?
What up, Dave?
Merry Christmas, Andy, Randy. Good to be with you guys. I thought that was, I was told before I came on, that was an actual recording of Randy picking the guitar, yeah, and singing that song after about 5 fingers of whiskey. I just thought that.
Dave, that's what I look like, because I be Joe air picking, boy.
You know what? I would like to just hear your rendition of that after 5 fingers. That'd be pretty good, I think, probably.
We will play the me and Randy did record our own Christmas carol a couple of years ago.
Nice.
The 12 Middays of Christmas.
Oh.
We will play that at some point during the noon hour today. So I would encourage you to be
I'll be listening. I'll be listening to that. Yeah.
All right, Dave. 2 wins in a row for the Falcons. Kyle Pitts has been really awesome the last couple of weeks. What do you feel like, because it was a great start to the year for him, he's been great of late, and then there was that little lull in the middle. What do you feel like has made the difference between the lull and now and at the beginning?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing to ponder, isn't it? What, you know, why do you go in? I think that every player, 17 games, and Randy, you could speak to this as well, 17 games, it's a long season, and you're going to have slumps that you get into. Now, if you look at Matt Stafford, he's saying, what slump? You know, because Matt Stafford's not having any kind of slump, nor is Puka Nacua, but that's something we'll deal with on Monday night. But it seems like that a lot of players maybe don't have their best for 17 games. I think when you do, then you have one of those magical years, you know, like Saquon Barkley had last year, or, you know, some, maybe even like Matt Stafford's having this year, you know. So But I think that it's fairly something that happens to most guys is you're not your best each and every weekend. You try to put your best out there. Now, I don't want to make an excuse for him. You know, he's a guy that is an interesting dude, right? You don't know what motivates him. What is it that gets him stirred up? What gets him going? Because he's played as angry as I've seen anybody play, really, in the last four games. I'm talking about snatching the ball away from guys. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about knocking people down when he runs with the ball or just running through defenders that are trying to cover him. Whatever elixir maybe Randy made him something. Maybe Randy made him some angry juice that's got him going. Whatever you did, Randy, we need a lot more of it. If we're going to re-sign him and get him back on this Falcon roster.
Hey, Dave, and I know you've explained it, and I want you to not almost say go in depth, but what do you see? Because I know that was a big thing is why they can't him and Drake can't coincide at the same time for whatever reason it is. I don't think that's a question where you can answer as far as an X's and O's thing, but is it just like, hey, and I know this, but I want you to explain it. Sometimes it's just not your day. The ball goes, the ball goes to somebody else sometimes.
Yeah, I think that if you heard the Kirk Cousins explanation of how he reads coverage and how that's ebbed and flowed through the years that he's played,
awesome.
They're obviously on some kind of a progression type read. I always found for me that, you know, you try to get some semblance of what's going on at the line of scrimmage pre-snap, and then when you take your first couple of snaps, you confirm what you either thought or it changed your mind as you drop the throw, and then that takes your eyes certain places. And then the progression would be based on how the coverage, if the coverage sinks, we're laying it off. If the coverage bites up, then we're going to try to throw in behind. And so that takes you to different guys. I think within this system, though, there is a way to, you know, prioritize one guy. Obviously, Drake London has been that guy. I think that last week, I thought that Zach did a decent job of maybe getting Drake the priority in a play and then making Kyle a priority in a play. I don't know if I told you guys this. I remember going in and sitting down when I was in Washington for a while with Joe Gibbs and that crew. He'd bring in the receivers, the running backs, everybody come in, and we just crowd in his office. And he'd spent Monday and Tuesday, and you go in there and he looks like, you know, Dr. Brown from Back to the Future. His hair is standing up, all this kind of stuff. And he had all these ways to get Art Monk, Ricky Sanders, and Gary Clark the ball, as well as Kelvin Bryant. And so there's four really good players.
Right.
But he had found ways to make them the featured piece. Now, you may have to throw it someplace else, but they were the featured part of that. And maybe there's just kind of a growing process that Zach's going through with these guys to be able to make that happen. And I thought that they had made it happen last week. Now, Drake dropped a couple passes, right, and I didn't think he was at his best, but I thought they did a decent job of that. And they did some of it early in the year as well.
I don't know if Zach Robinson was in the office looking like a mad scientist coming up with that play for Jake Matthews or not, but
oh my God,
it was well designed. Like he was open. How bad did you want that for Jake to come down with that pass?
Yeah, as long as you're talking about a guy that's played 195 games as an Atlanta Falcon. You know, it's just incredible to think how durable and how much he's been on the field and a cool moment. You know, offensive linemen obviously don't get that chance. And Kirk was upset with himself because he got some heat in his face on the play and it made him elevate the ball a little bit. So it made it a tougher catch. You'd like to throw it right in the breadbasket if he could, but he had to elevate to try to go get it. It was a catchable ball, and Jake was the first guy to say it. But Randy will tell you, when you get into the – and it may have been that they felt so far sorry for him, Randy, that they didn't say anything about it, but that's one of those ones when you get in the film room on Monday, you're taking some major ish.
You're getting
hammered by your teammates, right? So – but maybe they felt so sorry for Jake that he didn't say anything. I haven't talked to anybody about it. But, yeah, just a great opportunity for a cool moment. So yeah,
They're giving it to him because – and then, like you said, Dave, we were talking about it on Monday. I was like, you got to put it right there because his hands are all taped up. He really can't flex his fingers and everything. But that was great. But is there any more – was it synonyms, anonyms, or any kind of anonyms that you can describe what Bijan did on Sunday?
He is, we've talked numerous times, and I've been fortunate to come on you guys' show here for the last several years with Bijan on the team, and we've tried to come up with different ways. I call him, you know, I call him the Matrix, because it's like that movie. You take the red pill, you get this. You take the blue pill, you get that. And neither one of them is very good if you're the opposition. He's just, he's a magical guy that we are witnessing one of the really great players to play this game. He can do some stuff that maybe two or three guys in the history of the game could do. I made reference, I don't know if you guys heard it on the broadcast, that he made one run that looked like a guy standing outside when the train arrived at the MARTA station, and there was a whole bunch of people trying to get off, and you needed to get on, and you knew the door was going to shut. Mm-hmm. Or if you're down at the, you know, you're right, trying to ride the train at Atlanta Hartsfield Airport, where you know you can't get on, there's people in your way.
Right.
He made like eight people miss to get on the train. It was unbelievable the way he dodged and dashed and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know, guys. He's such a great player. You guys have had a chance to talk to him. He might be a better human being than he is a player, and that's saying something.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
It's amazing.
We're talking about it on Monday, like what you're just describing, with the ability to. Everyone's going one direction as fast as they can, and somehow he can like sneak between one and then pause and then go the other way all at top speed, and everybody keeps going, but now he's going the other way and he gets five or six extra yards. It's crazy. And to get to 2,000 yards, I mean, only the third player in franchise history is a really special mark. Rams on Monday night. Falcons have been good in primetime. What do we know about the Rams and what the Falcons are facing there?
Yeah, I think that they're going to be able to move the ball, Andy, against this defense. I think the defense is solid, but I don't think it's, you know, gangbuster defense. And frankly, you're going to need to move it because this is the best offense, I think, in the National Football League. I think that, obviously, we talk about Matt Stafford and where he is. He's playing at an MVP level, and the guys around him are as well. Now, I don't know what's going on. Maybe you guys have gotten the latest on Davante Adams. I don't know if he's going to be back. Puka Nacua went completely off last Thursday night against the Seahawks. In a game, Tutu Atwell makes plays. I think their running back Williams is one of the better kind of make you miss guys too. Not like Bijan, but he has kind of ability to throttle the motor and then accelerate and those kind of things. He's up near 1,200 yards, 1,100 yards rushing. So this is a potent attack. The best thing we can do is try to stay on the field. I mean, we possessed the ball for 21 minutes of the second half against the Cardinals. Now, obviously, this is a different chore. This is not the Cardinals. This is a team that's vying to go win, potentially be the number one seed in the NFC. It's such a great test, guys. I know that a lot of people said, well, you beat the Cardinals, big deal, all that kind of stuff. Randy will tell you it's tough to win this league. I don't care where you go. Most of these games are one-score games, which it was last weekend. But the Rams are 4-4 one-score games. We're 3-5 in one-score games. So they've played a ton of close games. So you can, if you play your game, you're going to have a chance at the end of the game. So this is a great litmus test for this team.
Is this the best staff has played? Because I remember being able to remember in the summertime, they were talking about giving him an epidural to practice. I mean, is he definitely like should be the lead candidate for the MVP?
Well, whatever they put in the epidural, you'd like to you'd like to have a little bit of that if you're a 37-year-old. Maybe Kurt can get a little bit of that. This is a guy, guys, that has he's got 74 300-yard games in his career. I mean, the numbers are unbelievable. They're Hall of Fame numbers. You got 417 passing touchdowns. I mean, guys, this is again, you're going to see Bijan Robinson as a fan. If you got tickets to go to the game Monday night, do yourself a favor. We have no idea how much longer Matt Stafford's going to play. Go watch Matt Stafford play. I mean, he may shred us. He may get after us. He may not. But you're going to see one of the great, really, and I don't use great. You guys know I don't use great very often. One of the great quarterbacks of this era play. And if you can't get into that as a fan, and I know we want us to win and we complain about us and all that kind of stuff, but you got a chance to go see one of the great players in the game. Go take advantage of it.
Arch, we appreciate the time as always, man. Merry Christmas.
Appreciate you, Dave.
Merry Christmas, guys. Y'all take care. Randy, not too much. You can just a little bit, but not too much.
Yeah.
And if you get into it, record it. Record it, man. We got to have a recording on Monday.
All right, brother.
See you guys.
Dave Archer there, Falcons Radio Network analyst every single Wednesday at this time. He's right. Like, I feel similarly. I wanted to get a chance to go and watch Josh Allen on Monday night and got a chance to be in there and see him. Falcons did great against him. Right. And I wanted to go see Stafford. I want to go see him play, so I'm going to go over there on Monday and check him out too. But it's crazy to be doing this now.
Right.
Like, because he's had a Hall of Fame career anyway, and he goes to LA and he wins the Super Bowl, maybe to solidify it if he needed to.
Definitely.
But to win an MVP at this, because he's never won an MVP before. I'm sure he's been in the voting. No, he's never even gotten votes. That's crazy. So, yeah, I mean, he's always been a great quarterback.
Yeah.
But, like, to do it now at this age, and they need it because of all, you know, because of everything they lost on defense over the last handful of years. Like, pretty impressive. Incredible.
Staff was a guy that when he was a senior, they already said he was going to be number one pick.
You know, in high school.
Yeah. They already said he was going to be no one before he even got to Georgia, man. And he's always been good. He's been in Detroit all those years, man. And obviously, I enjoy one of the nicest people you ever meet in your damn life. Just a good, solid brother, dude. But yet, yeah, he is. He's playing his ass off, and he got a dude. And I don't know what they're going to do by Puka because AJ ain't enough.
Nope.
All right, and it ain't just because Puka does it to everybody.
He does.
All right, this dude is busy. He's tough. He's strong, and he's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Physical as hell. Because he inserts, he's the inserter, meaning whenever they're running the football, he goes through the line to block linebackers and stuff. So this dude's big, tough, he's fast. And you saw last Thursday, how he got down against Seattle.
Yeah, man. 225, two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Like he's
a
second
damn problem
in the league right now in receiving yards.
Yep.
Jaxon Smith-Njigba is first. You saw what he did in the game, second half specifically, against that Falcons secondary. Yeah, no, it's going to be a tough night at the office for
man.
A.J. Terrell and the rest of those guys.
Yeah,
and I don't know, they move them all around and all that. But, yeah, no, it's going to be – Falcons are 3-0 in primetime.
Yeah, they are.
Monday night against the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night against the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, they lost to the 49ers. So 3-1 in primetime.
Okay.
And they won on Thursday night, too.
All right.
So there you go. Make it 4-1.
Make it 4-1, baby. It says a lot about a team making a win on Monday night.
Yeah.
I just really made that up.
It does, yeah. We're just trying to say nice stuff, man.
Yeah, I really
pulled
that out.
Well, I mean, I mean, what I said was true,
yeah,
that they're 3-1 in primetime. Do I think that means anything?
Not a damn thing.
No, I don't.
Not a damn thing.
That's just a thing to say so I could get to the break. Bo can start playing music, and I can tell you what's coming up next. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Look at all of the other games, including some Falcon stuff as well, heading into this weekend's action. A lot of playoff spots at stake in the final couple weeks of the season. College Football Corner at 12:20, Back Page with Bo. All that good stuff next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.